What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 134. All right, so today I want to chat with you about what I learned when I got like pretty sick last week. Wasn't fun, had a little flu bug, and then a great opportunity showed up, and I pretty much blew it. So, a lot of times, like I've told you before, I do these podcasts hopefully to help you, but also for my own therapy and peace of mind. And because I screw up, and maybe, hey, if I screw up and I can help you all out a little bit when I screw up, then maybe it'll all be worth it. So anyways, I hope you enjoy this one. Also too, if you haven't, as I'm always saying, go to crossroadmeats.com. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to tell you this week. I'm going to tell you, don't go to crossroadmeats.com. Is this what we call reverse psychology? So don't go to crossroadmeats.com. Do not buy the best meat that you could possibly ever buy. Do not, whatever you do, subscribe to our monthly subscription service to make sure that you, because you don't want to have, you know, amazing mountain-raised beef show up at your doorstep like clockwork every month. Don't do any of that. All right, this is silly. Okay, do all that. Whatever. Do it if you want to. Don't do it if you don't want to. Whatever. CrossroadMeats.com, that was a website if you want to check it out. All right, everybody, super excited to be able to chat with you on this one today. Let's get started. So the question is this. How do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for another solo week. All right, so hopefully you guys enjoyed that one last week, being able to hear about a near-death experience. I don't know why. Maybe I'm sick and twisted, but that type of stuff does kind of fascinate me. Maybe it's the unknown about what happens when you pass over. But anyways, this week, I want to switch gears a little bit because I had the good old stomach flu at the end of last week. I started off, so me and my wife went out and did a date night last Thursday night, and we decided to go to Mexican food, which doesn't really fit into the way that I normally eat. And so I kind of thought I had food poisoning, woke up like in the middle of the night being like, man, this does not feel good. But it turns out I do think it was actually like a stomach bug. It's kind of been going around here and kind of went through the rest of the house the previous week. And I thought I had dodged a bullet, but not so fast, ended up getting it. So why is that relevant? Well, first off, maybe a little bit of pity, please, right? Like it was pretty bad. No, I'm just kidding. But so what happened is that Friday I didn't do anything. I laid around on the couch all day contemplating whether or not I was going to survive. Just feeling terrible. You know, started off with like stomach aches, and then by the evening I was sitting there like maybe a little bit of a fever or something even, like couldn't get warm, and it was bad. But I tell you that because what I had done a day or two before that is I had applied to get selected to be on a really, really, really big podcast, really big platform. And it's a great opportunity. So there's kind of two parts to this. Number one, you have to apply to be able to even get on this platform or this podcast. But then second, you actually have to pay in order to be on there because there's like, I don't know, like a couple million downloads a month or something. And so this person actually like charges you money if they even want to have you on in the first place. And then if you are selected, then you actually have to pay to get on there. And it's a nice little chunk of change. So anyways, I actually on Friday, while I'm in the middle of this sickness, I get an email back saying, hey, you've been selected. Go here if you want to do this. Pay your appearance fee and we'll get you scheduled on the podcast. So when this email came through, like I was super excited about it because it's the opportunity to be able to kind of get maybe my story, my message, everything out to a much, much bigger audience, right? The podcast here keeps growing, but it's nowhere near, 1 or 2 million downloads a month. Hopefully someday, right? But it's like, maybe this is an opportunity to help push even further that direction is to go on this big podcast. But because of the fact that I was just did not feel good, right? Like, you know how it is when you're sick, you have no energy. You're not really thinking about like all this fun stuff and growth and excitement and any of this. really like what you're trying to do is just like sleep and get through it. And so what ended up happening is that, and they give you kind of a short window because they book all this stuff out and whatever, right? And so essentially what I did is I kind of put it off because it was like, I don't feel like it right now. Yes, I know this is something that I want to do, but like right now I have no energy. I don't even want to think about going on a big podcast. I don't want to think about, you know, being energetic and all this stuff. Like literally all I want to do is sit here and kind of binge watch Netflix in and out of my sleeping stupor. And hopefully by tomorrow I'll feel better. So what ended up happening is, so this kind of dragged on for like 2 days. Like the second day, Saturday, I still wasn't feeling very well. I was a lot better, but still wasn't feeling very good. And still just kind of lethargic and no energy. Nowhere near the way that I was Friday. But again, just still low energy. And I kind of put it off again. Well, then like come Monday, I think it was, I get an email saying, hey, since obviously we haven't heard back from you, you know, we're going to go ahead and assume that you decided not to do this or that you're not willing to do that. And essentially like, thanks for applying, but we're going to have to move on. And so that's not to say that I can't reapply again, or that maybe this isn't even some sales tactic that they use. I don't know. I do know that they get huge numbers and I know they get a ton of people. So it's great exposure. But even outside of maybe any of that, like my skeptical brain goes to of like, oh, bad sales, you know, urgency, blah, blah, blah. Right. But the other side of it is it made me think about something that I know that I have struggled with so much in my life. And I think that if you're being honest, you have as well, because I think it's something that we all struggle with, which is allowing temporary feelings or emotions to get in the way of the bigger picture. So here's what I mean by that. Obviously, I'm sick and I don't feel good. And I know that most of us would be like, it's okay if you don't feel good. Just rest and just relax and just don't worry about it. And I understand that. Like, we do have to rest. We do have to, you know, make sure that we're feeling good. But on the flip side of that, I knew that what I was going through was temporary. I knew it was a 24-hour bug and that I would feel better in a day, maybe two. I knew that. And the reality is that it would have taken me 5 minutes to be able to respond to that email. And it would have taken me 5 minutes of just getting up and being like, great, make the payment, good to go. I'll schedule it later. Like, I can put that part off, but at least confirming that I'm doing this, it would have taken me a couple of minutes. But again, in that temporary moment, right? And temporary moment, I mean like a day is very, you know, small in the whole realm of things, right? So in that temporary time of not feeling very good, what did I do? I probably missed a really, really big opportunity to be able to go on to this massive platform. And again, like, where does it apply to you? Where does it apply in other areas? Well, think about this for a second. Think about how many times, you know, it's been January 1st or whatever day it is. It's been Monday. Let's just call it that. And this week I'm going to eat better. I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to cut out the sugar or the carbs or the, you know, I'm going to go vegan, whatever it is, right? And then all of a sudden, like 2 days into it, you get that temporary urge to eat the donut. And this isn't something that you've necessarily been daydreaming about all day, but it's almost like a weak moment. And you see that donut and you're like, "Ah, I shouldn't do it." But that temporary emotion, that temporary feeling of like, but it would taste so good. And so you eat the donut. And then what happens? All of a sudden, like your long-term vision of getting healthier, losing weight, getting fit, whatever it was that you started down this journey on, that temporary weakness, that temporary feeling or emotion, it just completely derailed you. Now, again, like, can you get back on track? Of course you can. But usually, if you're anything like me, if you're really focused on like trying to eat clean and everything else, and then you eat that donut, what do you do? Well, a lot of times it's like, I already ate a donut today. I might as well eat that cake tonight and I might as well eat the pasta or whatever else it is. All right, like I already ruined it. So what happens is that one little temporary weakness, that one little temporary emotion or feeling or you know, if you want to call it splurge, completely derails the bigger goals that you have. And it happens in an instant. It happens. It's this isn't necessarily a lifestyle change that you made in that moment. It was literally like one little moment that you had that weakness. And then that just kind of snowballs into everything else. Think about it in so many different areas. Think about in your marriage. Like, how many times do you get into an argument with your significant other, your spouse, whatever it is. And in that moment, you're feeling angry, right? It's not like you've been angry all day. It's not like you've been angry all week or all month or all year with your spouse, but in that one particular moment, in that one particular fight, you get angry. and you act on that one emotion. You act on how you're feeling right then and right there. You're not taking a compilation of all the love and all the memories that you built together. You're focused on that one single tiny, tiny little moment right there. And you let the emotions get the best of you and you say something that you shouldn't say and boom, it blows up. All because that one temporary feeling that you had of anger. And so again, it goes back to, I knew that when I was sick, it was temporary. I knew I was going to get through it, right? I knew it wasn't life-threatening. I knew it wasn't any of that. But what I also did is I allowed the way that I felt in that temporary moment to hold me back from what could have been a huge opportunity. And just the same way as eating that donut in that one temporary moment of weakness, that one temporary, you know, feeling of how good that donut will be when I eat it and all that type of stuff, right? Like that one temporary moment completely derails all the rest of your goals. That one time that you get in that bad fight, and instead of walking away and taking a deep breath and getting some fresh air or whatever it may be, in that temporary moment, that temporary feeling that just comes over you, you just explode and you say something bad to your wife or to your husband that can't be forgotten later that day or the next day or maybe even the next month. And I know I've said it before on the podcast, but like one of the best pieces of marriage of advice that I could ever give you is to never say something in the moment that's going to still hurt tomorrow. Right? Like there's a lot of stuff you can say in an argument with your spouse that can get your point across if you're feeling unheard or if you're feeling a certain way. There's tons of ways that you can go about explaining that or expressing that without taking that huge deep cut because of the fact that you're angry in that moment. And what I've noticed a lot of times with marriages, with relationships that fail, is that a lot of times it is the little things, right? But a lot of times what it ends up being is it ends up being those moments. Those moments when you're temporarily feeling a certain way, you say something, you do something, right? I mean, think about it this way. Think about like if you're going to cheat on your spouse. Like what are you focused on in that moment for most people? I get that people cheat for different reasons, but for the most part, maybe you're out on business and you're out at the bar and in that moment you're feeling lonely or you're feeling disconnected from your spouse in that moment and then you decide to go look for it somewhere else. Knowing that that doesn't do anything good in the long term, right? Like in the long term, like if you wanted to get a divorce, great. But like going out and cheating on your wife tonight because you're lonely right now, that's not going to help anything. Again, like maybe you are on the path to a divorce, but now you've just committed adultery and you've pretty much cinched that thing down, right? Especially, you know, providing you get caught. And if you don't get caught, then you got to live with the guilt. So it's not good either way. But again, because in that temporary moment, you start thinking that maybe that lust, that connection, whatever it is more important than what the long-term future of you and your spouse is. We do this in so many different areas, guys, and I know that I'm as guilty of it as anybody. There's so many mornings when I wake up and you have that temporary emotion of just not wanting to go work out. You have that temporary feeling of not wanting to get out of bed. I know for me, like I have to get out of bed and then, you know, you get dressed and I have to go down to the shop. And it seems like lately here, it snows every day. It's cold. It's windy. It's all of that stuff. And it's like, I don't even want to walk down there. I don't want to go turn on the heater in the shop. I don't want to wait for it to warm up. It's going to be freezing cold when I get down there. Like I just want to lay in bed, right? That's my temporary moment. But here's what I know. Later that day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to be pissed that I allowed my temporary emotions at that point at 6 a.m., 6:30, whatever it is, to hold me back from getting my workout in that day. I know I'm going to be pissed. And on the flip side of that, I also know that if I get through that temporary emotion of not wanting to do it, that temporary feeling of not wanting to go down and work out, I know come 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be way, way happier that I did it. I'm going to have worked through that emotion. I'm going to have done it anyways. I'm going to have built more credibility with myself, knowing that I can do things even when in those temporary moments I may not want to. Like all of those things add up in life. All of those temporary decisions that we're making, they add up. They become habits, right? They become rituals. They become who we are. And so the more likely we are to, in that moment of anger, say something stupid, the more likely we are in that time that we feel disconnected from our spouse to go and look for other places, the more, you know, likely we are to try to do a diet. And then every time some good food shows up in front of us, then maybe, we hop off the bandwagon, because right then and right there in that moment, that food looks so good. I don't even care about my diet, but I know that in 2 hours from now, I'm going to be guilty. I'm going to be depressed about it. I'm going to be all these different things. But within that one moment, it's almost like we can justify in our head why it is that we should do that. I mean, when it comes to working out, especially on some of these cold, rainy mornings, you know, the wind's blowing and I don't want to walk down to the shop. It is so easy to justify in my mind why I shouldn't do it in that moment, right? It's cold. I'm sore. Maybe I need a rest day. You know, I have been pushing myself pretty hard. Maybe I should reward myself by taking a day off. Like any of you guys who work out regularly, you know that type of stuff goes through your head, right? Like, oh man, I've been working out so hard. I've been doing things so good. Like, let's just sleep in today. Let's not do it. Let's eat some pancakes instead today, right? Like, you know, I've been good. And it's almost like that temporary emotion is like the best salesman you've ever heard. Because before you know it, you're sitting there going, yeah, that's right. That's right. I do deserve a day off today. Yep, I do deserve some pancakes and blah, 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 right? But the problem is that later that day, when you start focusing back on the big goals, you're like, oh my gosh, I let that little temporary voice get a hold of me. You know, maybe after a fight with your spouse and you say something that you both know is awful. And the next day you're looking back and you're like, man, I did it. Like I did it again. I let that temporary emotion get the best of me. I could have walked outside. I could have took a deep breath. You know, I could have, maybe if what I said was 100% legit, maybe I could have said it a different way. But instead, in that current moment, that current emotion that I had, I let it win. And I feel like so often, success is measured by so many of those little temporary moments, right? Like most people that I've ever talked to, that I've ever worked with, that have had any type of success in anything, very rarely does it happen with one big action, right? It's usually habits. And habits are formed by those little actions, by those little emotions that you can get around, that you can work around, that you can overcome. That voice that tells you not to work out. That voice that tells you to, you know, eat the donut. The voice that tells you to just let her have it in this fight. And I'm sick of listening to her, so I'm just really going to give it to her today, right? I'm going to let her have it, and I'm going to tell her exactly what she is, blah, 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 right? We all have those same voices. We all have those same temporary emotions. We're human beings. Like if you didn't have those emotions, I would wonder what's wrong with you. But the reality is that it's very hard to understand in a moment when you're feeling those emotions, you're feeling those feelings. It's very hard to kind of take a step back and then compare that to where you want to go and see if that actually makes any sense to help you get there. And that's why when I didn't respond, when I first got the email, it bummed me out, because I was just like, you know what? I know I'm sick. I know I'm sick. I know I want to sleep, but it would have taken me 5 minutes. It would have taken me 5 minutes to respond to the email, to get booked, to be done with this. And then by the time I ever get anywhere near to being on that podcast, I'll be back to 100%. I'll have energy. I'll have my motivation back. Yes, I'm not motivated right now. I don't want to do anything. I don't care about anything while I'm sick. The problem is though, is that I think that probably cost me a pretty big opportunity. We'll see. Like I've been able to contact him now, and I think that we're going to be able to work through it, but I don't know for sure yet. So I tell you that not because I'm sitting here preaching to you about this stuff. I tell you that because like most of the time when I come on here and I do a podcast, I'm talking to you about stuff that I struggle with, right? Like I wish I could sit here and be like, that's right. I'm perfect. Everything I do is great. No, this is so far from the truth. It's stupid to even say it out loud, right? The reality is though, is that really, what this comes down to is first off understanding that these temporary emotions will try to sink us. And at least I feel like I've gotten better at identifying that, right? Like understanding that, okay, that's a temporary emotion right now in this moment. I feel angry. I feel sad. I feel, you know, whatever it may be. I feel weak. I feel like I have no willpower right now. And that donut's sitting there staring at me. I feel this, but then it's like, okay, I feel it. That's normal. It's normal to have that feeling. But now what do I do? Do I act on that feeling, or do I understand that it's just a feeling, it's not real, and that I can overcome that? And I think that if you can do it the second way, more often than not, you're going to be happy with yourself. You're going to build more trust in yourself. You're going to build more credibility. You're going to build better relationships. All of that stuff starts falling together when you can start understanding that, like, look, we're human beings. Like every day, all day, we're just this big emotional roller coaster, right? For most of us, it's, you know, happies and sads and exciteds and downs. And like, you know, maybe like too much of a roller coaster could be an issue, right? But we all have the ups and downs. We all have the mads and the sads and the happies and the angries and all over the place with that. But again, like understanding that that is typically temporary. And if we can work through it, we'll get through that emotion, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness. Like for the most part, we'll work through that temporary emotion and we'll come out the other side of it. The problem is like how much damage have we done when we're actually in the middle of that? And I think that's a great question for us all to ask ourselves. So anyways, guys, I hope that this makes sense in terms of kind of how these temporary emotions really drive our overall behavior. And if so, then I would ask you, hey, start asking yourself in the moment, is this a temporary emotion or is this something that I actually truly feel is going to be best for me in the long term? When we can start putting that context around it, it can change everything. I know that. And yet I still feel that at this past week. So guilty. Here I stand, guilty. Hopefully my loss can be your gain. All right, everybody. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Have an awesome day. We'll talk soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.